The White House today let loose on Senate Republicans' open letter to Iran as reckless, irresponsible, misguided, a blatant, flagrant partisan attempt to interfere. Vice President Biden penned a lengthy, angry statement of his own, calling the Senate letter beneath the dignity of an institution I revere. Just as the senators tried to school Iran on their role in foreign policy, Biden schools them on the myriad agreements signed through the centuries that did not require Congress's vote, like removing chemical weapons from Syria, basing troops in Afghanistan. He says the letter sends a message that is as false as it is dangerous. The decision to undercut our president and circumvent our constitutional system offends me as a matter of principle. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton weighed in.
Either these senators were trying to be helpful to the Iranians or harmful to the commander-in-chief.
And while the White House has refused to say whether they believe the letter hurts negotiations with Iran, today the State Department did.
We believe it's harmful to America's national security for anyone to insert themselves into the middle of a very sensitive negotiation.
Republicans who signed it stand by it. But seven did not sign, including Chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker.
I didn't view the latter as helping achieve an outcome that I'd like to see.
He still wants Congress to have an input. He just feels his own bill he's proposed to give Congress an up or down vote on a deal with Iran would be better. Some others feel the same.
I did not think it was appropriate for us to write to the Ayatollah and try to explain to him our constitutional system of government. But I doubt very much that the Ayatollah cares what a group of senators thinks.